Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Peace and Unstable Times, written and read by Emily Rose Massey. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26, verse 3. My husband and I are each the firstborn children in our families. Although there isn't any science behind firstborn personalities, psychologists have taken note of the common traits regarding those who have been born first among their siblings. In general, firstborn children have been found to be responsible, assertive, task-oriented, perfectionistic, and supporters of authority. With all of those leadership characteristics, a great amount of weight can be placed upon the shoulders of the individuals prone to be the rule follower and goal chaser. This can often lead to much stress and anxiety if not constantly kept in check. When two firstborns marry each other, they can run together with fervor to achieve dreams and become very productive as a family. But the home also needs peace to reign in it most of all. And not just problem-free type of peace. A peace that passes all understanding, regardless of what is happening. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can offer us this kind of perfect peace. In God's providence, one of the reasons we named our firstborn child Isaiah was because of a very special verse found in that book of Isaiah regarding this kind of perfect peace that my husband and I know that we need every single day. Right in the middle of a prophecy regarding the land of Judah, the prophet Isaiah uttered these beautiful words about the Lord and his peace in chapter 26. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Many of us these last few years have felt a bit unstable. We have all experienced some form of worry, stress, and anxiety from the unknown future. From viruses, suddenly losing loved ones, empty store shelves, job losses, rising home prices, and hefty grocery bills week after week, we have all needed to find a perfect peace. Our answer is found in fixing our gaze upon the Lord and anchoring our minds to his unwavering truth. No matter what is going on around us, we can find an unshakable confidence in the Lord because he is ever faithful to us. This is why staying in the Word consistently is so important when experiencing stressful or unstable times. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10:17. And the more we are studying the Scriptures, the stronger our trust in God becomes. The Word of God is so powerful, and the more we study and meditate on it, our foundation will be strong in Christ and will continually know how to look to Him anytime stress and anxiety tries to overtake us. Let us always be quick to ask the Lord for His sustaining grace and help us in our time of need, looking to Him always because He cares for us. No matter what is going on around us, even if it seems like everything is falling apart, we must remember that God holds the entire universe in His hands. He is completely sovereign. Nothing passes through His hands by accident. He is in total control and has a great plan regarding all of it. We can trust in Him and rest in His great, perfect peace. Let us set our mind upon Him. Let's pray. Lord, thank You that You want us to set our minds upon You at all times. Thank You that there is nowhere I can go that You are not there with me. Thank You for having a hold of my life, even as I feel like everything is crumbling around me. I confess that I have let stress take a hold of my life rather than You. I've tried to control things in my life, and at the same time, I've let anxiety control my mood, my attitudes, and my actions. Lord, I repent of this. Please, Father, help me see what is stressful or worrisome in my life and hand it over to You. Help me actively think on Your goodness to me. I am so hopeful for my eternity with You, Lord, where the presence of sin and fear will no longer be there. Help me look back on all the ways You have rescued me from my fearful moments and remember where You have always been faithful to me in the midst of great trials. Help me to rest in the truth of Your goodness and power today. Thank You, Lord, for Your perfect peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercool, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.